When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us on Love That Voiceover, where we explore the people and projects behind the microphone.
Hey, 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 gang, it's Ellie Ray here, and I want you to keep listening to Love That Voiceover. Love That Voiceover!
Yeah! Brought to you by the talented voiceover artist, Rebecca Michaels Haw, also known as Love That Rebecca.
All right, we are back with the fantastic Ellie Ray. Henry.
No, you are. No,
hey,
you
Ellie
are.
Ray.
No, you are.
No, you are. And we're having fun talking about all kinds of philosophical things. Now we're going to talk a little bit about business and some cool projects that Ellie Ray has been working on. I wanted to bring up Papa Giorgio the Great. One, because I just think that's a fantastic name and where the heck did that come from? But also really, really want to talk about how you're branching out from just being a voice actor to doing something like being involved in the production and directing of film. And can you help us?
You know, again, it's like the same thing, Rebecca. You think that you're one thing, and when your dreams include all of a sudden animation series, writing and directing of movies, animation movies. Again, it's an extension of the storytelling that I so believe in and I think is so necessary for our world.
Totally.
You ask for it, you get it, and you go, oh my God, I don't know what I'm doing. But, you know, that's where, again, the positive can only stay in play, where you go, I can do this, and you can do this. You know, writing exercises are a big part of my teaching as well, which drives a lot.
Okay.
My students crazy because I make them write daily because it uses a different part of your brain when you write, and I don't mean...
Especially, are you making them write with their hand on paper too?
Yeah, they have to write on paper, and then what they do is they have to voice what they write. So what happens is your association with word is different than if you take copy that someone else has written. So you do a little writing exercise every day, nothing major, don't stress about it, there's no right or wrong in it, and you catalog the characters, you voice the characters, you do this every day, and one day, like the 100th Monkey Theory, you look at copy for an audition and you feel like you've written it. Your association with words becomes different.
Fascinating. So tell us about Papa Giorgio the Great and how you...
Papa Giorgio the Great, I work with several companies in Mexico. Don't ask me how they found me, how I got connected. That's the way our world works. When you ask for something, be careful what you wish for because you will get it. And I worked on Ziba with Fantastic Films in Toronto, and they connected me with a great guy in Mexico and Ricardo Gomez, who runs Imagination Films. He asked me to write Alley of Dreams.
Okay.
And I did, you know, I did that very excited, worked with Tabitha St. Germain on that, and we came up with a spectacular script and wowed everybody, and they couldn't believe it. Believe it or not, it takes place in 1941 during the Blitz in Britain.
Wow.
And two little boys become orphaned and sent over to New York, and they end up in an orphanage, but then they escape the orphanage and get out. They're on the street and they live with the street people. And it's the most brilliant. I've got to say, I can't believe that we created this. I was sort of channeling with my co-writer.
I bet.
And we had a great time with that. So then they said, oh, we love this, we love this. And Innocent Films approached me and said, we want you to write. And they gave me, they had the title and a couple of characters, Papa Giorgio and their son. So I came up with a bunch of characters. They wanted a magical circus, and I constructed I think it makes me cry when I read it. I'm still drafting it right now. I'm on about draft, 19. It's a complex journey writing and working for animation. The animation takes forever. But it is again wonderful. There's, you know, the one gal is, she has marmalade muffins that make you be able to see. She has tea nights in her tent, and she pops out her eyeball. It's a fake eyeball, and it's like her fake eyeball is a crystal ball, and it's like it's like all kinds of lunacy and brilliance. And there's
fantastic.
Two boys, 11 and 4.
Yeah.
So they're I put all sacred geometry in it. I work from sacred geometry. I embed numerology and sacred geometry within all my writing, because I feel that it makes for, without the world knowing, it actually brings an incredible heart and spirit
balance,
to
balance.
The story.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And I love writing. I love creating characters. I mean,
so this is a natural aspect of you that evolved from one little bit to another little bit, and you just followed the breadcrumbs, as a friend of mine likes to say.
Exactly. It's just, and it just opens up another doorway for you. I'm working on another film right now. I'm writing another film, which is spectacular, about a different kind of a Motley Circus in Italy, and it's where the earthquakes happen, and they live, and the tax man from Rome is coming out saying, you know, all you performers, you're here not paying taxes. And it is this phenomenal experience about earthquakes and unearthing the dead and what spirit is and what actors are. It's quite special as
well.
Oh,
wow. Well, let's jump from you know, this kind of aspect of you that's different than the voice acting, which is really nice to hear about, and different than the coaching. It's another aspect of you as a performer in the world, as a storyteller in the world, as an artist. We're going to take a quick break from the interview for some important messages.
This is Rick Riley, commercial, promo, and documentary voice of NFL's Minnesota Vikings. Keep listening to Love That Voiceover with Love That Rebecca.
My next Love That Voiceover guest is Rick Riley. You just heard his beautiful, rich, deep voice. He's coming soon. Sign up for special notices of Love That Voiceover at lovethatvoiceover.com. Just go to lovethatvoiceover.com and sign up. Last note for the break before we get back to the lovely Ellie Rae Hennessy. So do you know the story about how I was looking for improvisation online for voiceover actors and how I didn't find it anywhere? I turned over rocks. I went into old archives. Well, really, there was nothing there. And I wanted time to practice
my character voices
and develop new ones
that I didn't even know I had yet.
So, basically, I created voiceover improvisation online on Skype. And yes, it's audio only, and there's a lot of cool people already doing this. You're invited to the party. Hey, hop on over. Get those neurons firing even better and in different ways. It's like working out in a different way. It's voiceover improvisation workouts online on Skype from your own home studio. It's pretty effing cool. Cray cray. It's not sketch. So, join. Go to vo-improv.com. Twitter at voimprov. All right, that's enough. Back to the show. What I'd like to ask you about a little bit is running your business, you know, because it's not all about butterflies. It's about running the business and how we handle that and balance that and how we reinvest back into our business but save as well for maybe pension or the future. Can you talk about running your business and keeping those things in perspective?
Well, I have an assistant.
Okay.
No, I have people that do that stuff for me. No, I believe that, you know, you have to be smart and you have to understand the world. And there's a technical aspect to business. And I always run screaming in the other direction. And I, want to put on a... a mask of any kind, like a Sandra has a Sonia Norris mask. She does mask work in Toronto, and
okay.
I do workshops with her. I want to be somebody else. I don't want to be the responsible human being. Like I say, the child cannot run my life, although I ask the child to come in and play every day.
Right.
You do need to be, you need to have a plan. If you don't know where you're going, you will never arrive there. So I say to my students, you know, ask for help. If you don't understand something technical or financial, if you don't know how to have create a business plan, if you don't know how to brand and get into the market, if you don't know how to legally cover your assets, you've got to ask for help. If you look at any other professional in the world, if you're a professional athlete, if you're a professional opera singer, we have to pay for what is required technically. And I mm-hmm. say, don't be afraid of paying for what you need to make your business fly. And if your business right. is you, make sure that, you know, you are wearing the right costume. Pay for what is required. You need golf clubs. You go out and buy the best golf clubs. Actors are lazy. They don't want to do anything. They want to sit there and think everything's going to just kind of come. You got to be in the world, and you've got to know the world. And if you don't know the world, then hire somebody that does know the world. Get George Whittam. Get Dan Leonard. Get Graham Spicer. Get Pat Sweeney. Get people that know that will help you. Trust me. Ask for help. They will help you. And
there you
it's
go.
Not about spending tons of buckage. Like I said, our world is supportive. But you must have a plan. And you must understand the dynamics of that plan. I've just been asked to teach at the University of Windsor. Well, when I'm asked to create a curriculum, my head wants to spin out of control because it's about formulaic understanding of timelines and what is required of you for a certain amount of money.
Right.
I have to sit down and figure that out. And that's not where my brain goes because, you know, left and right brain, I'm a creator. Oh, I want to run
right.
around in my underpants, you know, with my
right.
four dogs being crazy and butterflies on my head.
Right, but it doesn't always have to be that way. We can take the moments of being the more staid adult,
yeah.
right, is what you're suggesting, yeah.
Just know that there is a whole other grid that, you know, don't be afraid of it. Take it on, wear it, and love it just as much
yeah.
as you love voicing.
Another costume in the closet.
I go like this. I go, how many agents do you have in the United States of America? And I'm always dumbfounded to hear people say none or one. You know,
Multiply.
By many, make your
yeah.
options. How do you get more auditions? You got to sit down and say, ask the big questions in life. Not, why am I not working? That's a little question. So if you ask a big question.
Oh, that's great for where we go with the next question, really. Because what you're talking about, getting multiple agents, which is, I think, for full-time VO people, you know, they're pretty much knowledgeable.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether they're getting there or not, they know that they need them. They know that they exist. They know that successful artists, you might have, I mean, at the minimum, you might have two if you're a successful television film narrator. I know a guy who's very successful, doing it for 30 years. And he only
yeah.
has two agents. He has an L.A. agent, though, and a New York agent. So we're talking about two of the, like, top agents that you could possibly need. And
oh, and I tell
promo.
My students in all over the place, I say, I want, by this timeline, you will have five American agents. This is in
yeah.
Canada. And they kind of look at me with their eyeballs popping out of their head, and I go, yes, here's the cover letter. This is what makes you uniquely you. Forget those cover letters. Oh, hi, I'm interested. I have a voice that is luxuriated, blah, blah, blah. No. You've got to get really smart about how, when, why, and where. You just have to be clever.
But let's talk about a little bit of a different angle on all of that and that expansion.
Mm-hmm.
Advocacy in the business. Advocacy is really important in the business, and several of the people that I've talked with on this show have mentioned that. And so I wanted to start asking the question, from your perspective, you know, advocacy, how is it working for people? And first, we should probably start by starting from the same place on the page, which is a definition of advocacy.
Yeah.
You know, I might suggest that a definition would be, you know, finding people who actually support you and help you go further in the career aspects that you're looking to further. So it's people who are speaking about you to help you when you're not even in the room. Those are advocates.
Well, and that's, again, we're stronger together than we are apart. If I'm inclusive, you know, that's the big cosmic joke, is if the self is employed unto itself and there's only me, then it doesn't work. When I recognize that we're all together in this, you need to give it out. You've got to, you know, it's pay it forward. It's like, I've been given so much in this career. I must be an advocate for all of my students, all of my peers, all of my peeps, because guess what? When you give information out, you become a genius. That's the way it works. What you give out is what you receive.
Right. So what you're suggesting is act as an advocate for others to start the advocacy for yourself. Nice.
Absolutely.
Very, very nice.
You become a champion to others and you champion yourself. That's
right.
The way it works. It's
exactly.
What you give out is what you receive. It's a very simple process. It's like ebb and flow, in and out. What you give out comes back to you.
Excellent. Excellent. Fantastic. Let's take another quick break.
So exciting.
Until next time. Thanks for listening to LoveThatVoiceover.com. Lots of love to you, you sexy, beautiful, adorable person. Take care.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.